Fobbies are orange.
Types are poor.
Fobbies are orange. Episode. Fobbies are orange. Fobbies are orange.
Fobbies are orange.
Fobbies are orange.
Episode recap.
Fobby. Fobbies appeared. Ah. Fobbies are orange. Fobby are de hehehela. Borange means tedious objects, plural noun. Fobbies of orange is maybe a joke means that defeating them make us bored because they're always plural and the color are borange. If my guessing would be right, borange means fobbies exactly. Kindly spoken by the words of Japanese artist Mana, describing fobbies of orange is something that no one can do. I, the narrator, cannot even begin to describe the magic that is Fobbies of Orange, but it has taken Starman.net Radio by storm, and the community is at awe. Or something, I'd like to believe. Regardless of what you think Fobbies of Orange might be, the answer lies within your own heart. What does Fobbies of Orange mean to you? If you don't know, join me on this ride, and we'll find out.
Fobbies are orange.
Welcome to episode 1 of Wrong Song. This is episode 1 of Adventures in Earthbound.
So, Mr. Exaggerate, why did you call me here?
I want you to go into my hole, miss. I've got something in there you need to see.
The big hole you've ripped into your floor?
Yeah, that's the only hole in here.
okay, let's go. Oh man, this thing makes my head hurt for some reason. I feel like it's looking into my soul. Where'd you flip? Well, what's that smell? It smells like a bathroom down here. Oh god.
When we last left our hero, he had spoken to the famed billboard guy, Liar Exaggerate, about the newly found evil statue he had dug from the earth. Now, Ness must continue his adventure toward the next goal, here on...
Hey, Twit, what you doing on our turf?
Man, I just wanted to play some Donkey Kongs.
Donkey Kongs? Dude, we straight up gangsta fools. We play Polybius religiously, dog.
That game burned a permanent demonic image into my brain as a small and impressionable child. I don't want my heart temporarily failing on me every few minutes for 1/5 of an hour.
Why don't you just beat it, punk? We don't want you hanging around here, and Frank sure don't either.
Who is Frank?
Frank is the leader of our gang. But you can't see him unless you're a member.
Ooh, can I be a gang member? And get a gun and hold up hostages and participate in ritualistic gangbangs?
Kid, beat it. Come back after you be Earthbound. But you'll be no match for my robot shell, Frankenstein Mark II.
Frank?
What is it?
Dude, Frank, we haven't built the Mark II yet.
I took care of that the other day.
Yeah, man, but... Kenny was sick, and Gerald had to buy flowers for his mom's birthday.
Are you serious? Well then, what about the prototype, man? The Mark 1?
Dude, you can't use that.
Why not? Ain't it ready?
No, man. We built that thing out of potatoes.
What? Why would you do that?
Kenny's dad is a farmer. It was free material. P.H. Perkle. What a jerk. Oh. At least I have the shiny key to keep me company. I wonder what this key goes to.
Dude! Is that a
traveling entertainer, Shaq Key?
I don't know.
Let's go. No! No! No!
Alright, die.
No!
I'm gonna walk through this opening.
No! Would you like to hear my long story again?
Yes. Oh, I accidentally hit the button.
Well, luckily, right before I died, I sent myself a text message from the past to the future.
No, please stop.
And sent that I needed to...
That's the little reader who went into the Onnit Caves.
So you're the guy who's been stirring things up around here. You read pretty well for someone who's so young. Reading so young. What's your name? Reed Young?
Actually, my name is Ness.
Getting water in the distance. Oh, please help me, Ness.
Holy crap, what was that? I think I need to get some water and some steak. I'ma ride my bike.
Whee! I feel the breeze in my hair! Wait, what's that?
Dude, I need that bike to stop the war!
No, man, that's my bike!
Well, now it's my bike!
Don't do that!
Too late!
You want talk? Let's chat later. And with locked horns.
Who are you? What's wrong with you? Why were you on the roof?
I'm gonna knock you upside the head, boy. Looks like you beat me. Come on inside for a second.
Of hunger. Do I smell some food on you? If you have some food, do you think you could share?
I guess so, yeah. I have a hamburger, like, right
here. Oh my god, good lord, give me that thing! Nom nom nom, nom 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 nom, nom nom nom.
Really were
nom 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 nom.
Sorry, I didn't even introduce myself. I'm Apple Kid, one of the inventors in Tucson.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I could really use $200. Do you think you could possibly, swing that?
Man, I totally don't have any money, unfortunately.
I can smell money, and you have some, and I need it.
Man, I'm sorry, but...
I need it! 111, need it! Need it!
Man! This tree is so strong! I know I can take it, though!
Oh my god, I'm on fire!
You know what? If I had to tell you one more time, I swear to God, I'm gonna rip off...
Whoa, hey, it's you! Look, I found you!
It's about time you got here. I was getting sore just standing around all the time, and, this teddy bear mentally abuses me at night.
But, that's a teddy bear.
I know. That's what I just said. Alright, I'm sorry about that. I just kind of get upset randomly. For no real reason.
Hey, I have
some anger issues.
You're just here to bother me, aren't you? Bow down to your superior and respect my authority!
Hokey, what are you doing here?
You should join us, Ness, but I know you won't. I'm glad I joined. I'm not gonna fight you, but these guys will.
I finally
later,
found
Frankie
you,
Star, Mark 1.
Wait a minute. You look like Al Gore. You are Al Gore!
Super Cereal, after the Man Bear Pig thing didn't work out, I decided that I would instead set my sights on a much more important issue. Global warming.
Okay, but why did you need to kidnap Paula?
Don't you see? Paula has the unique ability to freeze things with her mind powers. With that kind of power, she can refreeze the polar ice caps and save all of humanity thanks to my brilliant genius.
Then why on earth do you have so many cultists following you?
Oh, they're probably after the statue. Some fat kid dropped it off here a few days ago, and ever since then a huge amount of people have joined my global warming village.
Wow, that's really weird. But you know, global warming is just a bunch of bullcrap.
I guess you want to see Paula? She was just brought in, and it's going to be $50 to recover her.
Okay.
Oh, wow, I am so sorry about that one. My bad. Won't happen again, probably.
Okay, we totally got this. All we need to do is... Man, are you serious?
Yeah, she's here. $50.
Wait a minute, this isn't a hospital. You got the second sanctuary spot without me, didn't you? How could you do that? That's my favorite part of the melody.
Well, you were just dying in junk all the time, and I wasn't really into paying out the wazoo to fix you up all the time. Besides, the mall was cool, and we talked about games for a little while.
Well, fine. You know what? I didn't want to be here anyways. Video games suck, and I hate them, and I hate you, and I hate Explain Freeze.
Well, I'm sorry about that last one, because we totally got to deal with that now. Like, serious.
Yeah, you can apply to a damaged area. Will heal over time.
I know what a Band-Aid is.
No, it's a Hand-Aid, honey.
Wait, I went across a vast valley full of explosive trees, fought crazy cultists and Al Gore, talked down a giant mole, and saved your daughter, and all you can do is give me a Band-Aid?
Well, I could make you some steak if you want me to.
Oh, really? That'd be sweet.
And so Ness returned Paula safely home. But only minutes after arriving, they left to fry bigger fish.
I wonder what could be going on in there.
No! No, not that! Oh god, no, please, no!
Oh yeah, you're gonna get it now!
No, please, no, spread out! No!
Oh man, I'm busting in!
Oh, never take your eyes off the screen, Everjade. What? No! Can't be! Guess what? I have to fart in here!
What the heck's going on? Just might do that.
Oh, and by the way, you just got beat up pretty bad, so why don't you take this?
Band-Aid?
That sounds like a plan. No, retard.
I saw a hot chick standing around there earlier anyway.
Oh, I get it. A hot chick? So I'm not good enough for you?
But I don't date you.
But you look at other women.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't care.
Okay, so you don't care about me.
Oh, I do care about you.
Oh, okay, so now you love me.
No, I don't love you. I just want to make sure you're safe.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, it's not sweet. I need your psychic powers.
Oh, so now you're just using me?
Ugh, forget it. Let's just go inside.
Wow, look, Ness, you got your wish. There's your little girlfriend now.
She's not my girlfriend. She's gotta be almost 10 years older than me.
Oh, okay, so now you like older women.
Paula, shut up!
You know what, Ness? If you love her so much, why don't you tell her?
Fine, Paula, maybe I will!
Last week on Fobby's of Orange, I shanked the old narrator. This week, a boy genius will join the group whose name I will not mention, since it is a subject to spoilers. Yes, spoilers! So if you do not want to be spoiled from that stuff which happened in Earthbound, which came out 12 and a half years ago, which you've probably already played through more than once, you should probably get off radio right now. Otherwise, enjoy this week's episode of...
Like I said, we need help. So, if you could,
what are you doing?
What?
You're doing it all wrong. I've done this before. I can talk to dogs.
Well, fine then. What are you supposed to say?
Just offer free pizza.
What?
Seriously. Just send a message with your mind that there's free pizza available somewhere, and you'll totally get answers. See, one time, we lost Ping, and we couldn't find him, so I sent out a message for free sausage pizza, and he was back in minutes.
Ness, that's retarded. Ness? You're retarded.
What are you doing up so late?
I was just talking to a girl with my mind.
Talking to a girl? Why would you want to do that?
Not my decision. Some weird chick and her friend need me to bail them out of Threed or something.
Oh, Jeff, you're so brave and adventurous.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll come with you. There is no way Principal Honky Pants will let you out of here, so I'll help you sneak out. It'll be like Splinter Cell, but with 16-bit graphics.
This key doesn't work.
What?
This key doesn't work.
Wait, what?
This key, it doesn't work.
The key doesn't work? Why?
It's bent.
Hey guys, are you having problems with that key?
The key doesn't work.
What now?
The key, it doesn't work.
The key doesn't work? Why?
It's bent.
Oh, really? Well, that sucks.
Well, the Tessie is a monster who lives down in the lake, and she's real despite the people who claim she is a fake. We're the Tessie Watchers, a small society who look to those other people and promptly disagree.
We use all kinds of equipment, and one guy has a degree. We stand at her with binoculars to see what we can see. It amazes me so much all of the things being discovered. With the right technology, Tessie will be uncovered.
Today we got word that tomorrow is the day we'll finally see Tessie and be blown away. We can go back to the Institute and prove everyone wrong and finally get the recognition we wanted all along.
That sounds stupid.
Only Ness can absorb the power of this place.
Ness. That sounds so familiar. I think Ness was that ADD kid that was with that Paula girl.
Wait, what? The leader of the Chosen Four has ADD?
I think so. Not sure. He's kind of hyper. He also likes shiny things, so he'd probably really dig you.
Thanks for the heads up.
Next week, you'll hear of their further adventure.
You tried to kill me, and you thought you did a good job, but I'm not dead, and I'm here for payback. Oh, it's the actual narrator. Please, I didn't mean to cause any trouble. Sure you did mean to cause...
Bobby's a orange. Episode
12. That was 12, in case someone missed it. 12.
Just before I left, I was given this machine, which can open any door, ever.
Ooh, so you mean we can finally get into the bathrooms in the Onnit library? Some guy in there always has the doors locked.
Oh, that's a little messed up, but yeah, I guess that's feasible.
Oh man, we could totally become bank robbers since we could open all the doors.
Would you two shut up? We're not here to rob banks, we're here to save the world, people. And saving the world starts with opening this door. So can we just, please just open
what
the door?
What the heck is wrong with you people? It's a freaking tent!
Paul's right. If we want to know, we should ask the tent.
Just me, or is that tent smiling?
Oh look, it's a friendly tent!
Holy crap. The tent's alive!
Oh, crap, do you guys have a lighter?
What? No? Why would we even have
here
a lighter?
You go.
Thanks.
Okay. Paula? Why on earth would you have a lighter?
I've been addicted to cigarettes for 2 years now. I'm trying to quit, but honestly, I'm not really trying to quit.
Everybody, stand back. This is gonna hurt him or a lot more than it's gonna hurt my feelings for him.
I hope you enjoyed our journey, and I hope you now have in your heart
what Bobby Zaborn means to you. How it is special. And how it is unique. Okay. I'm sorry. Who wrote this script? I can't read this. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever read in my entire life. I mean, no, you shut up. See, no, Bobby's Up Orange is a radio show on Friday night. Like, internet radio. It's not going to change anyone's life. I mean, it might be, you know, cool and exciting and amazing, and that it is. But it's not the Bible. It's not a religion. It's fun. But no, this is stupid. No, you can't tell me. You can't force me to read this. You see what I did to the old narrator? Yes, you did. You better back up, Sonny. Anyway, tune in next week or anytime on Friday Night Radio PSI with DJ Not the DJ for more Fabi Zaborge with Katong, Xvis, and Matilda Caboose. It won't change your life.